Inspiration.
I can do anything.
Education.
Let's do this.
And application.
Oh boy, this is going to be good.
Welcome to Like It Matters Radio, keeping us out of the water hazard with some truth therapy and teeing up solutions for today's big issues. Here's your life caddy, Mr. Scott V. Black.
So welcome to the world of Mr. Black.
Go get him.
Welcome to the world of Mr. Black. I am he. You are you, and the time is now for Like It Matters Radio. This is where we're living life like it matters. You know, that might seem like a simple little thing, but I promise you today, that's bigger than ever.
Right on.
Because a lot of people are just surviving. Let's be honest. People have lost that passion. They've lost that drive. They've lost the spark. Let's be honest. You know, when I counsel, when I coach, first thing I do is I step into other people's reality. You know, you got to meet someone in their map of reality. That's what the whole concept of rapport is. You know, people are out there attempting to sell, and selling is nothing more than gaining agreement with somebody to buy your product, your service, your hand in marriage, your belief in God, whatever it is you're selling. They're out there wanting to sell before they've established rapport. And rapport is an unconscious connection. And it happens by stepping into somebody else's map of reality. And so you don't have to agree with it, but you do need to understand it. And so what's lacking today is understanding, because if I can understand you a little bit better and you can understand me a little bit better, doesn't make sense we're in a position of a better relationship. And so it starts with understanding. And when you step into someone's map of reality, you establish a rapport. You can truly say, I understand what you're thinking, what you're going through. And so, you got to be able to help people and understand where they're at. And right now it is dark. It is dark. I mean, I'm a very patriotic person, and I feel like we've lost our country. I'm a passionate man. I bleed red, white, and blue. I served in my military. I was part of the College Republicans, where we had rallies and all that, you know, for pro-government. So very patriotic. And I got to be honest with you, I feel like we've lost our country, and what used to be America, what it used to stand for, is no longer there. So I get when people have that emotional break. And I know some people right now that won't listen to news anymore, that won't listen to the radio. They're friends of mine because they're so broken by where this country is heading.
Not going to do it.
It's abandoned our God. Yeah, so please hear this. I get that. I get that the people are struggling with purpose. I get that people are struggling with, you know, what they're going to do. You know, the pandemic's thrown their people's lives upside down. I know people have lost businesses and jobs, lost homes. So I get it. So first of all, I always like to start there. And then the second thing, what are we going to do about it? Because it might be true, but wallowing in it sure ain't going to make it any better. And so we got to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and hit it again. And see, that's what hope is. Hope is saying that no matter what is going on today, no matter what, that tomorrow can be better. And as long as you have that glimmer, we call that a glimmer of hope, you know, whether you're talking about logotherapy or whatever, it gives you a reason to pick your eyes up. It gives you a reason to do something different. Because the definition of sanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. See, if you have no hope, what that means, that's called helpless and hopeless. That means that whatever's going on in your life right now, tomorrow's going to be no better. So there's no reason to do anything about it, because no matter what, you're stuck. And so that's what's going on a lot in life. People are in a malaise from the pandemic. People are struggling medically, mentally, because of the fear and the doubt. And now because of the extra weight and lack of activity and wearing a mask around and breathing in your own exhaust. It's kind of like if you were drinking your own urine for a week, you probably wouldn't feel too good, would you?
So,
yeah, breathing in your garbage. You know, when we exhale, we get rid of garbage. You know, do know that, right? Except for those of you that are wearing that mask in your car by yourself, you know, you're blowing out that carbon and breathing it right back in. So anyways, today I want to talk about, there's a place to live. There's a place to focus. And a lot of people, what's going on today, it's a focus issue. This is what you got to realize. You know, God put the eyes in the front of our face. He did that because we focus in the direction of our movement and we move in the direction of our focus. The question we must ask ourselves today is, which way you going? See, survival and thrival, they have different coordinates. You know, getting through life and living life like it matters require two totally different focuses. And so today I want to talk about, where are you going? And it, you know where you're going? Where you're focused. If you're focused on a yesterday, then I'm going to tell you right now, things aren't going as well as they should and they could. See, there's something I call three R's of survival. Regret, resent, and resist. And let's be honest. If you look at the present state of America as a whole, just take a step back, forget your feelings, put your feelings aside. It doesn't matter if you like the country, don't. It doesn't matter if you like Mr. Black or don't. Stop all that. Just push all that aside. And just take a look, an overview. And let's be honest. And I'm going to give you three words, and you tell me if they don't apply. Regret, resent, resist. Right? I mean, let's be honest. And this is something I wrote years ago, three R's of survival. But if you looked at the world, but specifically America, our communities, regret, resent, resist. Those are the three R's of survival. And they all require a rear focus. And we got to remember, everything's spiritual. So man's a machine, the body's a machine. So I teach how the machine works, how it processes. The mind runs the machine, the battle's in the mind. So you got to understand that environment, that field. And then we are spirit. And so you got to realize the essence of you is that spirit. And you got to realize what's going on here. There's one entity, one spirit that is always reminding us of our past. He's called the accuser of the brethren. You know who it is, right? Could it be, right? If you hear Dana Carvey's voice right now, it's either because John has the right drop or because you've heard the show long enough, right? But, right, there's that spirit force that's reminding you of your past all the time. And so as we look back and we look at all the stuff we could have done or should have done or would have done or had to do, right, regret. I mean, I could have done this. I should have done that. Don't you hear it? And you know why a lot of people are so lost today? Because they're should all over themselves. And, John, I can say that. It's a fair word. Shouldn't. Yeah, it sounds like fecal matter, but it's not.
Gross.
Should have done this. I should have done that. Should have done this. Thank God. Yeah, see, I knew John would find it eventually, right? But, and I know some of you, oh my gosh, just read your book. Read your book, and then we can talk, right? And so regret. And then we resent. Can you believe what your dad did to you? Can you believe the guy next to you got the raise? We resent. And then we resist. Oh my gosh, right? How many people are resisting cops? Because we all know that cops show up every day just to figure out how they're going to kill black people. And then little black kids are taught this. And now 4-year-olds are shooting at cops. And now a 12-year-old is shooting at cops and gets gunned down. And then we're teaching people this. This is what we're teaching. Resist. Resist power. Resist this. And all three of those, we require a rear focus. But see, hope is in the future. Hope says that tomorrow can be better. And as leaders, we are hope peddlers. And so today we're going to be joined by some graduates from last weekend's class. You know, no matter how they came into class, what you're going to hear is they have hope. They're in control. They know who they are. They know why they're here. They cleaned up some things from the past. And they're focused on a future. They have a mission. They have a vision. And this is what I tell you, any of us, no matter what's going on around us, we can't control our environment. But we can control how we respond in that environment. We can't control what happens to us, but we can control what happens in us. We might not be able to control the cards that life has dealt us, but oh, buddy, we get to choose how we play them. So I am Black, and today on Like It Matters Radio, we're talking about those three words, regret, resent, resist. We'll be right back.
Rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world. What is this, bizarro world?
If today were your last day on the planet, could you say you've been the person you were put here to be?
As a business professional, you feel that you have the difference that it takes to make a difference? You're invited to reignite your passion at Like It Matters Leadership Awakening with Mr. Scott Black. 48 hours that will transform you. March 31st through April 2nd in Minneapolis. Everything you have ever read, believed, or thought about leadership will come alive in this 2.5-day intense journey. Mr. Black will help you discover the best possible you and how to not only reach but go beyond your potential. If you're a leader or have a desire to lead, this course is a must for you. Class size is intentionally small and it fills quickly. Go to likeitmatters.net and see what others have experienced. Click on schedule to register. Mr. Black's Like It Matters Leadership Awakening, March 31st through April 2nd in Minneapolis. Log on to likeitmatters.net and click on schedule. likeitmatters.net.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, Like It Matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am Black, and today we are talking about focus, baby.
You ain't
focus,
Black.
Baby. And I am Black, and I know where I'm going. You know why I know where I'm going? Because the good Lord put the eyes in the front of my face. Because I move in the direction I'm focused in, and I focus in the direction of my movement. And that's how we work as human beings. Now, here's the cool thing. If you don't know you're focused in the wrong direction, then you just come see me, and I get bring you a little awareness. I make you aware of just how unaware you were. And then we can correct things, and then you're on fire to take it to a whole new level. And if you don't believe me, okay, and if you don't believe me, then we got someone on the radio to share with you. So we're so blessed. After class, I get to bring on guests. And those guests are people who went through my training, who showed up at my door, and then 48 hours later walked out of my classroom. I have them come on so you can understand that no matter where you're at, you can be somewhere different if you choose to be. So let's go to phone lines. I believe we got Fernando on line number one. Fernando, welcome to Like It Matters Radio.
Thank you, Mr. Black.
How you doing, my friend?
Good. Better than yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Every day above ground is a great day to be alive. So you work with our good company out there in Vegas, EcoTent, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, how long have you worked for EcoTent?
I just started in November.
So very shortly, a couple of months. Yeah. So you join this company. It's a tinting company. And this guy, Mike Rhodes, who's a great guy, one of the first things he says to you is, I want you to go to this training. I mean, how did that happen? How did he say, hey, you got to go to this training?
It was pretty much approached by everybody else in my class, and they told me about it. And they said it was a big part of the job. And pretty much all I got was trust the process and trust Mike, and I did just that.
So this is cool. And again, you and I talked about this, Fernando. You're a friend. He's my brother. He's a follower of Christ. He's a good man. So said, you know, not a lot of us sit around at 12 years old and say, I want to grow up and work at a tint shop. But I'm telling you, Mike's a great leader. There's a great culture there at EcoTint. And why I'm saying that is you got hired for a job that most people might not even be interested in. And the first thing he does is he sends you to this training that costs $2,000. And he sent you on an airplane. Is it true, Fernando, the first time in your life you've been on the airplane? Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. It was, and it was a good experience. This whole thing pretty much started with committing to get on that plane and doing this whole thing. So it did really
great. That's so cool. That's so cool. How old are you, Fernando?
I'm 27.
27, first time on a plane. So you get on a plane for the first time, you face that fear, you go to Dallas, and you're taking this training that your boss, some stranger who just hired you, told you to go to. So be honest with me, Fernando. You won't hurt my feelings. We're brothers. 5 minutes into class, the door's open, you're sitting down, we're doing the first activity. What are you thinking? What's going through your head?
What did I get myself into? And my second thought after that was trust Mike.
Yep.
Trust Mike, and let's give it our all.
Yeah. So think about that. At first, it seemed very strange, and it still seems strange. But there, a thing happened. So you know what? There's a reason for this. I'm gonna trust Mike. He does. He wants to do me good. He's not gonna hurt me. Everybody at work told me it was good. So even though it was tough, even though it was strange, because of that, you trusted, didn't you?
Yeah, I definitely did, and them and you.
Oh. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, because you and I connected, and I think you could see, looking at my soul and hearing the words, because God was talking to you, that you were in the right place, that this was a good thing, not a bad thing, correct?
Correct, yeah, definitely.
Amen. So you got to tell the listeners, man, you spent 2 days, 48 hours with this black man, right? 48 hours. What's different in Fernando's life? What's different with you today?
I'm seeing things a lot different. From a different perspective, I have committed myself to improving every day with my goals that I set and my vision. And and pretty much I see myself being more confident, being able to look people more in the eyes, and just knowing that it's a process, and I'm improving myself, taking it day by day.
Yeah, it's so cool. And since you've been home, you know, you've been home now 3-4 days, you've been in class. When you wake up, what's different? What have you noticed different in your mornings? Because that's a big thing. I don't know if you picked up on it yet, but your mornings should be lighter, brighter. Have you noticed that?
They are, and they have been. A lot happier in the mornings when I wake up. It's not like, I got to get up. It's more like I get to wake up. You know, it's better, and it makes my day feel a lot happier.
Yeah. And what's that like? Because now you just joined a company, you went to this training, and you're right, Like It Matters Leadership Awakening is a big part of the culture at Ecotint there. Mike's always been a good guy, long before he ever met Scott Black or went through our training, but he uses us, he gives us as a gift to build a great culture. And what's that like going back to a company where you have, but you got 15, I don't know about graduates there, you got a majority of your people that you work with in that tint shop are graduates. What is that like when you come back in that environment?
It's very welcoming, and it helps out a lot that everybody has also gone through it, because we kind of help keep each other in track. And if we feel like somebody might be falling off or something, we try to support each other and actually be leaders to each other and help each other out. So it feels really well, and it feels a lot better that everybody else has also gone through it.
Yeah, it's cool. When you come back, it like brings this energy back to the team. And let me ask you something. You know, here's Mike. You know, if those haven't, what's your last name, Fernando?
Lopez.
So, if anybody can't figure, Fernando's a brown man. Mike Rhodes is about as white as you get. He's really white.
Yeah.
Here's this strange guy, right? He hires you. So, think about the separation. He's white, you're brown. He's an owner, and you're an employee, right? That's class warfare, right? Separate there, right? He's a lot older. You're younger, right? He's twice your age. So, separation there. All these things that the world wants to do to separate us. How do you feel about Mike Rhodes? How do you feel about that man? What has he done for you that very few have ever done?
He's believed in me, trusted me before I even trusted him. And he's made me feel like it's good to better myself. And even before I went to the class, he has this thing about himself that, like, the way he carries himself made me myself want to do better. And he was an example of what I want to be for my family and my children. So it was really, I guess you could say, inspiring.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, how many people have invested in you? I mean, he bought a plane ticket for you. He paid me $2,000 for you. You probably compensated for other stuff when you weren't there. I mean, how many people have done something like that for you?
not many. The only ones that have also done as much for me have been my family, and other than my family, it's been him. You can't thank that enough, because there's very few people in this world that are willing to take the chance, pay the amount of money, even fly you out to a place for you to better yourself. It's not even about his company. It's for you, because if you do better for yourself, you're going to do better for his company and your family. Yep. So I felt that it was more about him helping me better myself.
Yep. No, and you're such an intelligent man, Fernando. You're right on. See, this is why my training is so intense. This is why I say I do it at the cellular level. This is why I teach all the sciences, because I believe that true leadership training is personal development. And so I have a saying that when you improve the person, because you start on the inside out, when you improve the person, you improve their performance. And when you improve their performance, you improve all relationships, both business and personal. That's why my training is real. It's not surface. It's not technique. It's not on the outside some whitewashed tombs. This it's hard because I require your heart, right? I mean, Fernando, I made you give heart, body, and soul and get real. That was intense, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. And especially coming from holding back on all those emotions and actually giving in, and then actually giving in, it's a whole difference.
Yeah, amen. And man, you got closer to God. You got closer to your girls, right? You got kids, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I've been calling them more often. I'm more playful, more aware of the way I am with my children.
Yep, and you treat their mom different, correct?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, that has changed a lot. Definitely a whole lot. More aware of the way I was with her, and I'm improving day by day with her, and showing her that I can do this before even requesting or asking her to take me back or anything. So it's a start. She's got to see the change before she decides.
Yep.
So we'll let God decide.
Amen. Amen, brother. I just want to know, Fernando, I fell in love with you as a brother in Christ. You know, we look different. You're a lot better looking than I am. But, you know, on the inside, we're pretty much the same. You know that. So I'm proud of you. I'm honored to call you friend and brother. And I'm looking forward to seeing what God has for us as we move forward together. Okay, my friend?
Thank you, Mr. Black. Same goes here. God bless you.
All right, God bless you. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. All right, bye-bye. You know, ladies and gentlemen, your life, no matter how good or how bad, can be so much better tomorrow. Go to likeitmatters.net. I'll be in Minneapolis in a couple weeks. I am Black. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
Not a joke.
Give me 48 hours and I will give you a new beginning. Give me 48 hours and I will give you hope. Give me 48 hours and I will give you your power back, because between the stimulus and the response, there is a space, and in that space is your freedom. It is your power.
At Like It Matters Leadership Awakening, 48 hours will change the course of your life. Discover the very purpose of your life, along with the ability to achieve. Give Mr. Black 48 hours in the next Leadership Awakening. Sign up at likeitmatters.net/schedule.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am Black, and we are back. And man, you know, I love the week after class. You know, a lot of people don't know this, and everybody pull up to the radio real quickly. I'm gonna go a little Joe Biden on you, man. So I'm gonna whisper. So shh, don't tell anybody. John, this is a secret between you and I. I don't like teaching Leadership Awakening. Shh. Don't tell anybody. Yeah, don't tell anybody. I do not like it. It is uncomfortable for me. It wears me out physically. It wears me out emotionally. It wears me out spiritually. Yeah. But you ready for this? Long time ago, I learned this. Put your big boy pants on. Put your big boy pants on. I'm not here on this planet to do what I want. I'm not here on this planet to be happy. Those are not outcomes of mine. Oh, man, I would like those things. Please hear that. if I could get it. You know, the hierarchy of wants and the hierarchy of needs, those are probably lower on my want list because I want to glorify God. I want to make an impact. I want to know it mattered. I want to touch as many lives as possible. I want to impact millions of people. I want to help people win the battle of what's going on between their stimulus and their response. I want to change this world for the gospel. I want to change people's marriages and life. So, you know, so all that stuff, at no point did you hear that I want to be happy. At no point did you hear that I want to do what I want. I know whose I am. I know who I am. I know why I'm here. Now, it took me a long time to get there. And I'm not saying that that's the same for you. You're not me. You have a different want. You have a different drive. You have different traumas. You have different dramas. You have different skills. You have different gifts, different talents, different opportunities. That's what's so cool. And the key of it is, though, is where's your focus? You got to get this. And I know this sounds so basic, but our eyes are in the front of our face. That's not true for all creatures. You know, if you're dealing with prey, their eyes are on the periphery, right? But predators, the top of the food chain, we have our eyes in the front. Now, if I was standing in front of you right now, I'd walk, and every time I shifted my head, I'd do like right angles and left angles, and my feet would shift, right? My head would shift first, and my feet would shift. I'd go, where did my feet go? And you'd say, wherever you're looking. And then I say, well, where I'm looking, have you noticed? There are two my feet go, right? It's back and forth, right? It's a flip side. And that's what you got to get. And so the narrative, when we talk about the narrative, when we talk about the script that's playing, the reason why it's so important is it creates a focus. And whichever way we focus, we move in that direction. That's why I teach about the reticular activating system, the RAS. It is a stem in the unconscious brain. If you were to Google ADD, HDAD, all that stuff, you would come in contact with the reticular activating system. It is the brain's focal center. It is like your remote control. And whatever you focus it on, it sees. I give the example. My wife and I, I am not the husband of one wife, unfortunately. I made some poor choices before I met my wife that God had prepared for me. And so I'm not the husband of one wife. And so not all at the same time. Just want to make sure you know that. They were in succession, I promise you that.
What?
What? So we weren't going to have any kids. I already have three children. And so Miss Black and I, Val and I, we're not going to have kids. And we were blessed that Val got pregnant. And we still don't know how that happened. We're still checking it out. But so we had a baby. And it was amazing. Because when Val was pregnant, you know what she saw everywhere? Pregnant women. She saw babies. And she said one time, she laughed. She said, you know, I can't believe how many people are pregnant at the same time I am. And in my head, I'm thinking, you know, lady, there wasn't a war that just ended. This isn't the baby boom. You know, it's not like all these men came back from war and now they're ready to make love, you know. And why we're laughing is because there were no more pregnant people at that time than a normal situation. So why did my wife notice them all? Because her reticular activating system, she was with child. And so everywhere a pregnant woman that was always there, she didn't make them appear. It's not some hocus pocus, you know, magic formula. This is how we work. They were always there. I give the example of when I used to live in Reno, actually Fernley, and one of my clients at the time was Jones West Ford, and Gary was the fleet manager, and he was one of my graduates, one of my clients. And so I said, hey, Gary, I need a Ford Explorer. And he said, no, Black, you need an Expedition. And I go, Expedition? What's that? I've never seen him. He goes, dude, you've seen him everywhere. Gary said, they're everywhere. They're all over Reno. They're everywhere. I go, I've never seen one. I go, yeah, you have. I go, Gary, I don't know much about cars. I don't think I've ever seen an Expedition. He goes, it's like a Suburban. I go, dude, I don't want a boat. And he goes, no. It's not as big of a Suburban. It's bigger like a Suburban. And I'm like, and he goes, listen, go to the dealership. Pick out an Expedition, like, take it home. If you don't like it, bring it back. I'll give you your Explorer. And so I took it home that weekend, and the old puppy dog clothes worked. Man, I fell in love with that Expedition. Had a green Eddie Bauer one. And guess what I saw all over Reno, Nevada? Everywhere. Expeditions. Now, please hear this. They didn't appear because I bought one. This isn't a secret. You know, I'm not going to give Rhonda Bernie any money. Okay? This is not a secret. The law of attraction is biblical. If you look at a woman lust in your eyes, you commit adultery with her in your heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. God knows how he made us. And so you got to realize those expeditions were always there. But until my focus was on them, I didn't see them. See, that's why you want to find racism, you can find it anywhere. Just focus. And that's the problem today. We're focused on the wrong channels. This is, goes back to now all the regret, resentment, and resistance. Because we're having everybody focused on the past. And we can all find our inhumanities. We can all find situations where people were wronged. I mean, man's inhumanity, man, is well documented. Look around. And you saw these. This is a couple. Where was it? In Florida, I think it was. Just riding their bike, and they were slashed and butchered. And again, person of interest, there's a person in the picture, a black person. And gentlemen, ladies, it's getting more and more where you see people of color, they're angry. And why is that? Because the reticular activating system, I'm teaching you why. Because we have an entire woke system that wants to focus in on how unfair everything is. We got an entire system. This is the problem with CRT because of the way God made us, because of the reticular activating system, because we move in the direction of our focus. That's why it's doing this. You know, think about this. The RAS, one thing about the RAS does not pick up negative programming. So if I was to have you close your eyes, please don't do it now, especially if you're driving. But if I was to have you close your eyes and say, I want you to do whatever you want in your mind's eye. But whatever you do, don't picture the Statue of Liberty. Go ahead and anything else you want, but don't picture the Statue of Liberty. See, your mind is six times faster than you can talk. And so your mind's going to respond with an impulse, whether that be a picture, a thought, an understanding, whatever it is, depending on how you process. About what I said, you can't interrupt it. And so I hear this a lot in class. I don't want to be like my dad. I don't want to be like my dad. I don't want to be like my dad. And men, there's something wrong. When a thing I hear more than most other things, when I get deep and emotional with people, is I don't want to be like my dad. I want to live my life in such a way that my kids did want to be like me. And see, here's the problem. It doesn't pick up the negative programming. So when you focus on not being like your dad, you know what you do? You actually move in the direction of being like your dad. It's kind of like, I always give the example. This is a better example. For most of you will understand this one. Let's say you had a vehicle and you're backing up. And let's say there was a big tree behind you. And you don't want to hit that tree. If you don't want to hit that tree, guess what you must keep in your field of vision? In one of your mirrors, you know this. In one of your mirrors, you must at all times focus on that tree. And that's how we work. That we continue to focus on what we don't want, and we move in that direction. And then the second part of the RAS is whatever we focus on, we see more and more. And so we focus now on the race channel, where now all we notice is people's race. And it is interesting that people are now starting to get angrier. People are getting more racist. Joy Reid is the most racist woman on TV. How does she have a job on MSNBC or whatever it is? She is so racist. Now the Ukrainian war is racist. That doesn't matter if people are slaughtering. The only reason we care is because they're white. That's all, white and Christians. And of course, Gayle King, right? Oprah's lover, right? She said basically the same thing. How come we care about the Ukrainian people being bombed to death and we don't care about all those people at our southern border? Isn't that amazing? Notice the conflation. And this is what's making people angrier and angrier, bitter and bitter. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, we gotta clean it up. You know, we're like a sponge. And when you squeeze the sponge, the only thing that can come out of it is what's in it. And why are we seeing so much regret, resentment, and resistance? Why is there so much bitterness? Why is there so much anger? Because the politicians need to control us so that we can vote for one-party power, so we can vote for all these people in office so they can have their multi-million dollar stocks. I mean, seriously, we're manipulated. And what I like to do is give people back their power. We got to focus off of everything else, and we got to go back to those existential questions. Who are you? Why are you here? What's your purpose? The world is going to H-E double toothpicks in a handbasket. But it is appointed for man to die one time, and then comes the judgment. And soon we'll all be standing before our God. We'll find out if there is a God. And you're going to be held account for what did you do while you were on this planet? How many people's lives have you impacted? How many people's lives are better? Because Jesus even said, when I was in prison, you didn't come and visit me. When I was hungry, you didn't give me something to eat. And when I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. He said, but Rabbi, when were you in prison? When were you hungry? When were you thirsty? It's time. Step up. Because when you live your life like it matters, it does. I'm Black. We'll be right back.
They're the ones that are actually closer to animals. They're the ones that are actually the true savages.
And the current Democratic Party, if you're not in one way or another a victim of something about us from our society, you lose ground.
This is Scott Black of Like It Matters. As many of you know, I have been helping people to be the best they were created to be. COVID-19 has accelerated changes that I have been considering for some time now. Many more people need to receive the benefits of Leadership Awakening. Mental health in our communities is a real issue. We recently received our 501c3 nonprofit status with the emphasis of creating and delivering, taking back your power and your freedom to the least among us struggling with mental health issues. Please help us help others. You can save a marriage, save a business, or a life by supporting Like It Matters with your tax-deductible gifts. All gifts are needed, large, small, and everything in between. Please consider becoming a monthly partner at likeitmatters.net. Give today at likeitmatters.net. And by the way, Like It Matters Leadership Awakening classes will continue. Check out the schedule at likeitmatters.net as we build our training for those suffering from the challenges of poor mental health. God bless you.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, Like It Matters, inspiration, education, and application. Today on Like It Matters Radio, we're talking about our focus. See, this is why we gotta be in control of our focus, because our focus directs what we do. See, when you know who you are and why you're here, then what to do is a lot easier. This is why the battle is for the narrative. That's why there's crazy stuff going on. This is why you have to believe that January 6th was the worst thing that ever happened. This is why you gotta believe, this is why it's so important that they get CRT. We gotta pit people against each other. We gotta make Black people feel like white people are against them. We got to make white people feel like Black people are against them. We're becoming more and more racist because the reticular activating system, just like I've taught you. Also, what we're doing is we're making one group of people victims and one group of people persecutors. All you got to do is just Google the drama triangle. Steve Cartman with a K, K-A-R-P-M-A-N, Cartman with a K. And there's three pieces. There's a persecutor, there's a victim, and there's a rescuer. And I promise you, rescuer, even though it sounds good, isn't good. But the key is you got to, first of all, get the narrative. So you got to be told all the time that white people are racist, white people are privileged, Black people are poor, Black people are put down, Black people, and you got to hear weird stuff like this. You got that Canon audio? Why don't you play that Canon audio?
Melanin comes with compassion. Melanin comes with soul that mm-hmm. we call it soul. We soul brothers and sisters. That's the melanin that connects us.
Right.
So the people that don't have it are a little, and I'm gonna say this carefully, are a little less. And where the term actually comes from, because I'm bringing it all the way back around to Minister Farrakhan, to where they may not have the compassion or the when they were sent to the mountains of Caucasus, when they didn't have the power of the sun, that the sun then started to deteriorate mm-hmm. them. So then they're acting out of fear. They're acting out of low self-esteem. They're acting out of a deficiency. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the only way that they can act is evil. The only way they can, they have to rob, steal, rape, kill, and
fight or flight
in order to survive.
Exactly.
So then these people who didn't have what we had, and when I say we, I speak of the mm-hmm. melanated people.
Right.
They had to be savages. They had to be barbaric. They had, because they're in these Nordic mountains, they're in these rough torrential environments. Mm. So they're acting as animals.
Right.
So they're the ones that are actually closer to animals. They're the ones that are actually the true savages.
Come on, man.
And the current Democratic Party, if you're not in one way or another a victim of something about our, from our society, you lose ground.
See, you got to understand, this is not political. This is social. This is cultural. That's why I say you got to realize that there's it's all one now. This is my gift, is I bring them all together, the psychological, the biological, the theological, the sociological. You got to quit parsing things. You got to quit separating out. It's big time. It's working to get us off course. It's the way of Balaam. You know, we talk about the way of Balaam, the error of Balaam. The way of Balaam, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to, Numbers like 21 to 25 somewhere, you know, or Google about a talking donkey. You know, Balak was afraid of the Israelites, so he wanted to curse Israeli people, the Jews, because the Jews were destroying everything. And so he called up Balaam, a little soothsayer, and said, hey, I'm going to pay you to curse the Jews. And he goes, well, let me check with God. And God said, nope, wouldn't it be prudent? Ain't gonna let you do it, right? That's what he said.
Not gonna do
and
it.
And so, yeah, I want to be prudent. And so they went back to Balak, and Balak came back and said, come on, Balaam, I'll give you all this money. And he goes, well, then he went back to God, and God was pretty ticked off. God said, okay, not what I wanted for you, but I'll let you go. Go ahead and go with him, but you can only say what I want you to say. See, I learned that a long time ago. God has a desired will for us, a direct will. And then he also has a permissive will. Remember, that's what Romans 8:28 says. God causes all things to work for the good. Remember, he says he wishes that none shall perish. Remember, Jesus said, how many times I'd want to gather you like a mother hen gathers her chicks. Don't you hear it? God has a desired will for us, but he also has a permissive will, because he will use whatever we give him. That's what Romans 8:28. God didn't want David to kill Uriah. God didn't want David to sleep with Bathsheba and commit adultery, but God uses what we give him to his glory and our good. See, that's one thing I learned about God, a good father. He doesn't take away consequences. Parents, stop it. You are destroying your kids. When we remove consequences, then why will we learn to make different choices? Right. And so the sin of Balaam is what happened with Balaam is Balaam, because he couldn't curse the Israelites, Balaam caused them to become like the world, to become like the Gentiles. So maybe if you would marry, because look at those Gentile women. They're pretty sexy, man. They're beautiful. Look at them. And then what happens with us men, we follow after our women to get what we want. And so we'll worship their gods. We'll adapt ourselves. We'll go to their churches. We'll do things their way because we want that quiet time, that when nobody looking time, you know? And so that's how they got Balaam. They got him to compromise. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the problem. We're compromising. See, when we're looking in the past, we're focused on regret, resentment, resistance. We're living in survival. And you have to compromise because you're just getting through. You're getting through the next pandemic. You're getting through the next mask mandate. You're getting through the next summer. You're getting through the next school board meeting. You're getting through the next anniversary. You're getting through the next election. You're getting through the next Jacob's trouble. You get to the next tribulation, the great tribulation, you know? You got to beware. And it's boiling frogs, right? You put a frog in a pot of boiling water, and as stupid as that creature is, it's going to jump out because that's hot. But if you put a frog in a lukewarm pot of water and you slowly bring it to a boil, I've heard you might want to have garlic butter ready. And that's what's going on. We're following the way of Balaam. You know, in the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis, in one of the letters from the bastard demon to one of his nephew, I think it is. But it's a great quote, and I think that's where it's from. It says, it does not matter how small the sins are, provided that the cumulative effect is to edge the man away from the light and out into the nothing. To edge the man away from the light and out into the nothing. Listen to this. Murder is no better than cards, if cards can do the trick. Indeed, the safest road to hell is the gradual one. The gentle slope, soft underfoot, without sudden turnings, without milestones, without signposts. Think about that. That's how he ends the letter to his little demon nephew. And that's what's been going on in the church. It's been going on in America. That's the reason there's the Titler cycle, T-Y-T-L-E-R cycle. Google it. You'll see what I'm talking about. Where all democracies come to an end at 200 years. That's why the number one cause for divorce is marriage. Because most people say, I do, but they mean I'll try. Most people say, I will, but they really mean I'll give it a test drive. But you know why all this? Is because we're constantly being bombarded. We have 30 to 60,000 thoughts per day. 30 to 60,000. Right? And most of those thoughts are about regret, are about resentment, about resistance. Remember, the body releases 63 known chemicals. And your thoughts have a lot to do with those chemicals that your body's releasing. And those chemicals make you feel. Make you feel turned on, make you feel turned off. Make you feel hopeful or make you feel hopeless. And when you're feeling hopeless, I can tell you why. Because life's overwhelming right now. And you don't see any way it's going to be better tomorrow. You're lacking hope. That's what this radio show is about. Our power. It should bring you some hope. We got our podcast. Go to wherever you listen to podcasts. Living Life Like It Matters. Go to likeitmatters.net. 2.5 days. I promise you I will change your world. Because I'm going to teach you how your world works. You're in this world right now. You have no power. You have no freedom. Because as Dr. Viktor Frankl said, between the stimulus and the response, there's a space. And in that space is our power. It is our freedom. And there are forces going on that we're unaware of. We only use 3 to 5% of our brain as it is. So 95% of our experience on this planet is at the unconscious level. And in my training, you'll become aware of being unaware. And when you become aware of being unaware of the possibilities that were right in front of you, you never saw, you'll see people that you never saw. You're too busy judging them. You'll hear things that were always being said, but you weren't even listening. And you will feel things you haven't felt in a long time or maybe never. Go to likeitmatters.net. Let me help you be the life caddy you need so that you too can live your life like it matters. You are under construction on the Like It Matters radio network. I am Mr. Black, helping you become more hopeful about your future, reminding you when you live your life like it matters, it does.
I've never felt more strongly that America's best days and democracy's best days lie ahead.
You have been listening to Mr. Black, master trainer for Like It Matters. Please find us on Facebook by searching LIM Radio. Make sure to follow us, like our posts, and share with others. Also, search YouTube for Like It Matters. Be sure to like and subscribe to our channel. And for more information on how we can help you live life like it matters, go to likeitmatters.net, where you can find more information on our transformational training, our life coaching, counseling, our radio show, and other ways we help you continue the journey of living life like it matters.